NASA's Artemis 1 spacecraft is back on Earth after a trip around the moon. It's the first of a series of missions that will eventually put a human on the moon again. This month also marks the anniversary of the Apollo 17 mission. It was the last time people were on the moon, and it happened 50 years ago. Here in Now's Gabe Bullitt visited the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. to find out how visitors feel about sending humans back to the moon.
If you are interested in moon missions, there's no better place to be, at least on this planet, than here.
We start the exhibit with some toys that talk about the ways that people used to play with the idea of going back to the moon, literally, as toys and playthings.
Margaret Weidekamp, the chair of the Space History Department at the museum, is showing me around the exhibit Destination Moon. From toys and comic book science fiction, visitors move into reality, passing spacesuits and rovers before ending up at the last boots to ever touch the moon.
This pair, you can see they're rather big and bulky. They have the boot print on the bottom that forms that iconic boot print on the moon. And you can see that these are gray and dirty, and that's lunar dust.
Astronaut Eugene Cernan was wearing these boots when he took the last small steps into the lunar lander to head home.
We leave as we came, and God willing, as we shall return. With peace and hope for all mankind.
But they didn't return to the moon. Public support for moon missions fell because of concerns over cost and foreign and domestic issues the U.S. was facing, says Margaret Weidekamp.
One of the things that I don't think people realize is that public support for Apollo, for human spaceflight, has always been a little lower than we think in perhaps popular imagination, and especially if you ask about how much it costs. People tend to think it costs a lot more than it does.
So NASA changed focus to space stations and the space shuttle. But the moon is back on the agenda. Weidekamp, who just published a book about public interest in space, says that interest has always waxed and waned, but she believes space can still inspire us. And there are signs we're in a space craze now, with Artemis launching, NASA's plans to send the first woman and the first astronaut of color to the moon, rocket launches from Blue Origin, Virgin Galactic, and SpaceX, and a few developments in a galaxy far away.
I think that Americans and worldwide enthusiasm about spaceflight often draws not only from real achievements, but also from the fiction that people are watching and enjoying. And I think we're looking at a kind of golden age of Star Trek and Star Wars and The Expanse and other kinds of creative visions of what it means to imagine going into space.
There were plenty of visitors at the museum in Star Wars shirts, and even someone with a Baby Yoda bag, a mirror of the space age comics and games at the start of the exhibit.
I won't give you a Star Trek reference, I promise.
Chris Healy is in from Connecticut. Growing up, he was inspired by the moon missions.
I think it sets a sort of a tone for the culture. You know, if we are challenging ourselves to do things that you know, 20 years ago, 100 years ago, were just completely incomprehensible, sort of like the Wright brothers, right?
Moon missions inspired Derek Chan, too. Though for him, they were history.
Definitely into the moon landings and all the Apollo missions, watched all the movies, kind of what inspired me to become like an engineer.
And now he's watching the future.
I actually stayed up late to watch the Artemis launch and all that. Very excited for when we actually do go back.
And as for who might go back, I asked 7-year-old Savannah Billy, who was visiting the museum from Houston with her family, if she was interested.
Would you ever want to be an astronaut?
Yes.
What makes you want to be an astronaut?
Well, I really like solar system and planet, and I've always wanted to go to Saturn.
Why Saturn?
Because it has, like, it's so big, and it has, like rings around. It's so cool.
What do you think it's like being on the moon?
Fun. Like, you could just learn gymnastics in one second there because you could do flips and handstands and all that stuff.
And while future astronauts are at the museum to get inspiration, Weidekamp says the engineers who send them to the moon visit the museum too, to get a few lessons on how to make it happen again.
NASA comes and looks at heat shields, looks at lunar suits, looks at these artifacts, and is using them to draw that connection from the literature that they have about what was done to being able to see the actual thing, so that when they're building the next generation, they are taking full advantage of that artifact history, that material history of what's been done in the past.
With peace and hope for here and now, I'm Gabe Bullard.